Welcome to the Hella Joy podcast, where we discuss life in our 20s, relationships and love, faith and self-care, and all the shower thoughts. I'm your host, Danielle J. Robinson, and I have another episode for you today. For today's episode, as you can see by the title, I'm going to be talking about heartbreak and dealing with heartbreak. And it's really ironic because I ran into my ex-boyfriend yesterday. Unexpectedly. Hi, if you're watching or listening. Anyway, as you can quite imagine, it was unexpected. That's all I'll say for now, in case he is listening. But I thought that was ironic because I've had this topic in mind for about a week now. So then to just see him was just like, weird. But anyway, I wanted to talk about this because it's been on my mind and I had been wanting to talk about it, but I am a year and a couple of months post breakup, and I felt that it would be best to talk about this now as I've healed and am continuing to heal. So I have been through, I want this to be casual. So let me get into it, okay? I have been through two heartbreaks in my life, and one was my senior year of high school, and for those of you who know, I graduated during 2020, so right after the shutdown started, and that was just a crazy time for everyone, especially being a senior in high school. It was less than ideal, so yeah, and I was in a relationship in the beginning of the school year with someone, and it just didn't work out. So, right before I graduated, and that was deeply sorrowful, because, I mean, that was my first heartbreak, first love, you know how those are, and it was difficult for sure, but, you know, it was a great experience, and I'll get more into it about why I think that was a good experience for me to have, and I think it's a good experience for a lot of people to go through heartbreak because it allows you to become more resilient, I feel like, and grow in ways that you didn't know you could, and feel in ways that you didn't know you could. So, and then my second heartbreak was a little over a year ago, like I said, and I've only been in two serious relationships and those two serious heartbreaks. So I wanted to talk about that and get a little personal today. Hopefully some things that I say can resonate with you, or might just be for entertainment, and either or is good with me. I wanted to break up the episode today in two different parts. And the first part I want to talk about is what it feels like to go through a breakup or a heartbreak. And let me preface by saying that this doesn't have to be romantic heartbreak. I specifically am talking about romantic heartbreak, but this can be heartbreak from a family member, you know, or losing a loved one, or going through a difficult transitionary period of your life where it's just difficult to move past. So in any capacity, I hope that this helps, but for right now, I'll be talking about romantic relationships. So what it feels like, I have my iPad here, obviously you can see, if you're not watching, you can hear this, but so in the beginning of my last breakup, and that's the one I'm going to be talking about the most because it was the most prevalent, I really, in the beginning, allowed myself to feel, and I felt deeply, and I did it sooner rather than later, which I commend myself for, because, listen, I felt it the whole time. To be honest, I still feel it. I would say I moved on, but obviously healing isn't linear, and I'll get into that too, but I just think it's really important to allow yourself to feel deeply and pretty early on. And I say that because the longer you try to push your feelings away and push away the hurt and the pain, the more you're going to resent yourself, and you're not going to realize it, but subconsciously you're going to resent that you are pushing yourself away, pushing away your feelings, and it's just going to be less than ideal for you in the long run. If you allow yourself, like I did, to feel the hurt and the pain right away, it allows your body to release everything that you've been holding and storing, as opposed to storing it up and then just going about your life like nothing, like it didn't hit you, like it didn't affect you, it didn't impact you, and then it comes out a lot later. I think you're pushing back. What's the word I'm looking for? You're delaying your heartbreak. You're just delaying it. You're not making it go away. And there's not much you can do to help that process besides go through it. I think it's so important to feel things. And with this last one, I felt things, I felt emotions that I had never felt before in my life, in my entire life. And I think there's something beautiful about that because I would say I'm an empath. I've talked about that a lot on this podcast, but I would say I often feel deeply for others and myself and all of that. But for some reason, being able to tap into different emotions that I didn't even realize I had allows me to be a more emotionally intelligent person. And I'm able to expand my emotional toolbox and capacity and stability. So I'm grateful for it, as horrible as it was, because it was horrible. So anyway, I just think you should allow yourself to feel. And okay, so I remember this is one little story. I remember I was going through this heartbreak, and it was like very early on, and I was in the library studying or doing homework or something. I'm fine. I was good. I got myself a little coffee because there's a little coffee shop in the library at my school. So I got myself a little coffee. I'm sitting down. I'm doing my thing. I'm good. And all of a sudden, I get hit with this overwhelming feeling. And I don't know if a song, I was listening to music. I don't know if a song came on or something. But when I tell you, sorry. I have my window open in my bedroom, so if you hear barking, yeah, whatever. Miscellaneous noises in this episode today. When I tell you, I just got so emotional out of nowhere. And that's what happens. Like this is what it feels like. I don't know if I said in the beginning that I'm breaking this up into what heartbreak feels like and what it looks like. So this is the feel like part. But I was so overwhelmed and I started crying right there in the library. I'm sitting by myself. I'm trying not to, and like tears are like streaming down. I'm like, oh my gosh, please don't look at me. This is embarrassing. But I didn't even stop it. I just allowed myself to cry because I knew the harder I tried to withhold it, the worse it was going to be for me. And I just quietly packed up my stuff and walked to my dorm swiftly. And I sobbed in my dorm room. I was just like, I need to release this. And I allowed myself those moments to release it. And it actually felt way better than to try and hold it in and act like I was okay. So, yeah, that's just a little story, but that's how it is. It comes up abruptly. Heartbreak is weird. And I thought at that point I was good. But no, I wasn't good. So sometimes also your body reacts to certain things that you're feeling, even if your mind doesn't. So in that moment, I'm thinking, what is going on? I'm good. Like my brain is like, I'm good. I'm moving on. I'm fine. But my body was not reacting like that. And you just have to listen to that, you know? So I was listening to myself, listening to my body, and gave myself what I needed in that time and space. Another thing that heartbreak feels like, to me, the only way I can describe what heartbreak feels like is what I assume drowning would feel like. And I know that that's deep and scary, but it is deep and scary. Heartbreak is. And your physical heart actually hurts. I just remember when I would cry, I would like hunch over and clench my chest because it felt like something was physically wrong, but I knew it was more just emotional. I did actually see some study or something about these researchers saying that heartbreak can actually feel like a broken bone on your body or something. Like the healing process is similar or worse because a lot of time heartbreak takes way longer than a physical ailment to heal. And but it hurts just as much or more. And it's like your actual physical heart is breaking. So I don't know how else to describe it. It's kind of something I just think you have to go through. And speaking of, let's jump into what heartbreak looks like because this is important. I feel that heartbreak is something that not every, I don't, I want, I'm hesitant to say that you need to go through it because I think you can bypass that. However, like I said before, you really can tap into some emotions you didn't know you had, and you can learn a lot about yourself in the healing process. So I don't know if I think heartbreak is necessary in a sense, but that growth process afterwards is prime. So I don't know. But anyway, what does heartbreak look like? First of all, I want you to recognize that heartbreak isn't linear. It comes in waves, it ebbs and flows, and that's okay. It's random. The healing process is random. I remember months down the line afterwards for my last relationship, and I, like I said, thought I was good, thought I was feeling fine, but all of a sudden I listened to a song in the car and in the car and all of a sudden I just start crying or get emotional all over again as if it just happened. And I never understood that. But your body, like I said before, your body is reacting to some of the stimulants that, or not stimulants, some of the triggers that, you know, are occurring from this breakup. And it could be music, or it could be something somebody said, it could be a smell, it could be a place. You could be driving around and then you can see a place that you and your last partner went to together, and then all of a sudden get triggered all out of nowhere. So it's super random, and it, I think it, that's normal and natural, and I think we should just embrace that and not push it away, but go through that process because I think you learn a lot, and overall, in the long term, it's beneficial as much as it really hurts. Okay, so what else does it look like? So, I personally believe that no contact truly is best for moving on, and that's not what I did. That is not what I did. So, I think him and I talked like probably every day a week after ending things. A week or two, probably, because I don't, it didn't feel like closure. It didn't feel like, it felt abrupt. The whole thing, the whole ending was abrupt. And it wasn't out of nowhere, but it was abrupt, if that makes sense. So it came on swiftly, and neither of us were prepared for it. So I think we were trying to grasp onto the understanding of what happened at the end there, or what happened in our relationship up until that point to cause it to end. So we wanted to stay in contact, but we didn't talk about that. I don't think we talked about that. I think it just naturally happened. But we stayed in contact up until about a month and a half after ending it. And then I just stopped. I had to stop responding because I felt like we weren't getting anywhere, just going in circles, and it just didn't seem like any, and it didn't seem like it was healthy. So I had to break contact, I had to do no contact. But what I can say is that since then, doing no contact has been great. And also, no contact doesn't just mean, you know, text messages and phone calls and stuff. It should also include social media. Do that social media cleanse. But do that social media cleanse when you're ready to do that social media cleanse. For me personally, I didn't tell people that we were over for probably a month, yeah, it was about a month before I started telling people that I was, that it was over. And I kind of just wanted that time for my, first of all, I didn't tell people because I would cry on instinct if someone asked about it, or, you know. And then the second thing was, I didn't want pity from people. I didn't want the, oh, are you okay? How are you doing? Oh, that sucks. I didn't want that. So I didn't want that right away, at least. And then thirdly, I kind of wanted to just take that time for myself to process what was happening and do some reflection before I had a bunch of ears from different places trying to tell me about my own relationship and the end of it. So I kept it to myself, which I also think is great. But anyway, I also didn't do a social media cleanse until I felt ready, and I didn't feel ready for a few weeks, so I didn't. That goes along with the topic of, what was I saying before? It was like, oh, allow yourself to feel and feel all of it right away. And I could have made some rash decisions and just deleted all of her pictures or stuff like that, but like from my phone or from social media or anything like that. But I just wasn't ready. That's not something I was ready to let go. And I think that that's okay. And I think you should allow yourself the grace to hold on for a little bit. We're natural. We're human. And when you make a very strong connection with someone that you're with for a while or even a short period of time, you should allow yourself the grace to reflect on what just happened and reflect on that relationship and that deep connection that you shared, because that was natural and normal, and you should feel it, and you should give your time to, it's like ripping the bandaid off too soon, you know, and the scab hasn't, you know, scabbed yet, hasn't healed. You're ripping it off too soon. You need that bandaid on a little bit longer, right, to do some healing. And what else did it look like? So for me, I made some pretty rash decisions early on, within probably the first month. I think I got my belly button pierced, and then I got a new tattoo. I think it was this vine here. What else? I think I got another piercing, like on my ear. I don't know, something. But I made some pretty rash decisions pretty quickly. Do I recommend that? Probably not. However, I don't regret them at all. So these are all decisions that I would have made eventually. I just made them right away so that I could feel better. It was almost like therapy, getting a new tattoo, getting a piercing. I think I have like 8 or 9 tattoos now at this point, and like 1, 2, 3, like 5 or 6 piercings. So I was going to do this anyway. It was just, it was nice to be able to just go ahead and do that. It just made me feel better about myself. But anyway, I did make some pretty rash decisions. I don't necessarily recommend that unless you really think it through. But that's what it looked like for me. So moving on, what is it? What is heartbreak? What is that? That was my third section that I forgot to say that I'm talking about. But what even is heartbreak? What even is that? Well, everyone has their own interpretations and everyone goes through it differently. I already shared with you how mine went pretty loosely. I don't want to get too deep or too personal, but it's going to look different for everyone. It's going to feel different for everyone. Some people move on super quickly. Some people don't let themselves feel until later on because they don't want to face the reality of their situation, which is honest. You know, it's realistic in that sense too, but that's what it was for me. So just a couple of things I want to share or give some advice on for someone who may be going through heartbreak, or in the future, if you do, you can come back and watch this video, please. But the first thing I want to say is, what's meant for you won't pass you. What's meant for you won't pass you. That's hard to digest, but, and it's hard to comprehend, you know, in the moment. But once certain people and certain things in your life do pass you, and you can look back and be like, that wasn't even meant for me. This right now was what's meant for me, you know? then you can really sit with that statement and appreciate it more, be grateful for that. You guys know I'm a firm believer in Jesus Christ, the Savior of all Saviors. So I believe that what's meant for us won't pass us, that God takes people out of our lives to allow space for new people to come in that are more suited for your season. Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say about that one. And then I think it's a vital part. I think heartbreak is a vital part of growing. I already mentioned that, but I can't emphasize that enough, that I needed to go through that. I needed to. It's unfortunate that I had to in the way that I did. And obviously, I often look back and reflect on that relationship. About him and just how I guess he moved through that process. I just think it was really beneficial for me to kind of figure out what it is that I am looking forward to for my future husband and my future life. What do I feel like I deserve? And it honestly didn't even just allow me to see what I want in a partner, a future partner, but also my friendships and things that I feel like I deserve and what I don't deserve. So it just helped me learn a lot about myself, and I think it's important that we all can have that type of experience, as hard as it is. Just when you thought you've moved on, you most likely haven't. And that's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. But dang, I already talked about it, but those moments come out of nowhere. And something that I struggled with often, and I still do, but I struggled with it within 6 to 9 months post breakup. I really struggled with whenever I would get a burst of sadness or overwhelming or something, overwhelming sadness, I would get upset at myself because I'd be like, I thought you moved on from this. I thought you were healed, you know. You haven't cried about this in weeks, and here you are crying all of a sudden, you know. And I beat myself up about it so much, and I didn't give myself grace about that at all, because I was feeling like, you know, you did so much work to try and get past it and move on, and then here you are back in it, and you're feeling emotional all over again. So I struggled with that a lot, but what I had to realize is that what just happened to me, what I just went through was so deep and personal that it could take years. It could be years in the future, and I can still cry, and it would be okay, because that was a very vital and significant part of your life, and that person was a very significant person in your life at that time. And that is, it only makes sense that you're still feeling it years, months, years later. And for some other people, moving on might look like getting a new group of friends or finding new hobbies or even getting in a new relationship. And for me, that's not what I wanted to do. The last part, getting in a new relationship, just because I get attached easily. So I didn't want to jump right into something when this was such a deep heartbreak. And I don't think I even could. I think the first couple of dates I went on after my breakup was like, this sucks. This sucks. Like, it didn't feel good. It didn't feel good because I think I was just for trying to force that was the aspect of me trying to force myself to move on. You can't force it. Once you start forcing yourself to feel certain things that your body's not wanting to feel, that's when you start to resent yourself and you resent the other person when it's really not their fault. But yeah, it looks different for everyone, and I wanted to shed a bit of light on what it felt like for me, and maybe just how to get through it. I don't even know if I mentioned, let's talk about a little bit how I went through it. So like I said, I moved on. I'm moved on, but every once in a while I still think back and I reflect, and that's fine. But going through it pretty early on, I would say I spent a lot of time distracting myself. So I would go really hard on my academics because I was like, I need to just focus on something, but I didn't have many close friends at that time either to really lean on. So I really just honed into my homework and my academics, which got those A's, come on. But I also don't think that was really healthy because I was distracting as opposed to feeling, right? So I did allow myself to feel, like I mentioned. I did allow myself to have those moments of deep sadness, but I would like lock myself in my room and just do my homework. But my room was not a good place to heal either because I'm just by myself in there, my dorm room. So I had to just get out, and I think it's really important to make new connections so that you don't feel like you're alone in this, and you don't need to be alone in this. A lot of people go through heartbreak. You're not the first. That's something you need to realize right away, is you're not the first and you won't be the last. And this might not be your last heartbreak either in your lifetime. Probably won't be, especially at this age, unfortunately, but it's the truth. So, but just know that all the other heartbreaks from now on are going to come easier. And because you've been through it before, right? If you feel like this is the worst, then you're the next one that comes. I don't know. I don't know. I think the next one that comes might not be as bad because you already have this idea of what it feels like. You already have certain coping mechanisms and habits that you can pull from in your little toolbox of healing. So, or it may be worse. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It might be. Ooh, yikes. And if it is, just re-listen to this and you'll be fine, right? The podcast is healing, isn't it? It's healing for me. That was another thing. I started this podcast recently after that breakup, and I needed a space to vent and to get out my emotions and talk about things. And look at where we are now. We've grown, we're good, and it's still thriving. And that's awesome. So some great things can come out of it. And I think that that's really important to remember, that it's not always just sadness. I think you can blossom into a beautiful flower. That was so cheesy, but you can, you really can. It doesn't have to be all bad, even though it feels like it in the moment. And also after your breakup, if your friends are saying, oh, it'll get better, and or if they said, oh, screw him, or he wasn't good for you anyway, I wouldn't even listen to them. Bah, 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 because they weren't in the relationship. And I mean, people are going to say whatever they want about your relationship from the outside. Sure. Okay. Maybe they're right. At the same time, you're the only one that was in it. You're the only one that was experiencing that for you. And them saying, oh, he's not good enough and do all that stuff, that doesn't help because, one, that is kind of a roast on you, being like, why did you do somebody like that? That's hurtful to me. I'm offended. I'm offended. So don't say that. And also, at one point, they were everything to you, right? This was everything. So don't allow anyone to invalidate your feelings or the relationship in itself or the person, because it was real for you. And you should allow yourself to sit in the reality of what that was. All right. I think that's all I have to say about heartbreak. Hopefully I covered some things that were interesting or that things that resonated. And I will see you all next week. I hope you have a blessed day and a week ahead. Bye.